lime soda. Not gone on the wagon, Jim, have you?
And say goodbye to a decent ale now I've finally found one. Not a chance.
So you're off out in your Roily?
Yes. I promised some of the team a lift to Loxley Barrett.
Oh, for the cricket.
Indeed. Oh. Last game of the season, Jolene. And I'll be scoring.
Well, good on you.
Adam's going all out to win, I'm pleased to say. And he's proving to be an excellent captain.
Well, they do say if you want to win, pick a winner. I'll be with you in a sec.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, I hear Wayne's a great asset to the darts team.
Yeah.
A real nail-biter of a finish against the Crown, I believe. Hey, Sid?
Yeah, that's right.
I might co-opt Wayne onto my quiz team once they start again this autumn. With my classical background and his knowledge of popular music, we might be winners. What do you think?
Oh, hello, Linda.
Oh, fancy meeting you here.
Vicky, hello there. And little Abby, too.
Oh, she was out like a light as soon as the wheels started turning.
Ah, oh, doesn't she look peaceful?
Oh, I think it's the only time a poor mummy and daddy get any peace when she's fast asleep. She's turning into a right busy little girl.
Well, I suppose that comes with having an older sister.
Ah, oh, she's always trying to do what she does. And getting very fed up when she can't.
Oh, dear.
And you'll soon be wheeling your own grandchild here.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
And as a surprise, every time Abby and I come down here, a new shrub or some bedding plants. Oh, I'm sure you'll have noticed.
Oh, I always have a good look around when I come, yes.
I look for inspiration.
Oh, do you?
My problem is I don't know the names of half the plants.
Oh, I don't think that's a problem.
Oh, it is. I need to get on to Beverly this week, you know, my garden designer.
Oh, yes.
I thought I'd have to take some photos of them and show her, but maybe I can pick your brains instead.
Well, yes, I'd
well,
be happy.
It's a pity about that old wall, though. Mm. You could do some lovely flowers growing up it to cover it up.
Well, I thought the same thing myself, actually.
Ah, great minds, eh? Well, don't you wonder who's done it all? Oh, I do. I mean, what a wonderful gesture, isn't it? So generous.
Well,
it could be Bert. He likes gardening, doesn't he?
Bert Fry?
That's what Mike thinks. But I think it might be Sabrina Thwaite.
Sabrina?
Well, she's the type, isn't she? A lady who lunches with time on her hands.
I hardly think Sabrina Thwaite...
And Mike says she's got fingers in all the village pies.
Yes, well, that's as may be, but...
Well, who do you think it is, then?
I can honestly say I haven't tried guessing. Now, about that dinner party we were going to organise, can you and Mike make Tuesday evening?
Oh, that would be great, Linda.
Splendid. Mm. Shall we say 6:30 for 7?
Fantastic. Oh, we'll really look forward to it. Shall we bring a bottle?
No, don't worry. Robert will see to the wine.
Right you are. So, you've really no idea who the secret gardener is?
Well, perhaps he or she might reveal their identity at the Flower and Produce Show.
Ah, yes, I've seen the posters up about that. Can anyone enter, or is it just for experts?
Oh, heavens no, it's open to all comers. All the entries are anonymous, you see, and no one's allowed in the village hall until the judges have made their choices, so you stand as much chance of winning a cup or rosette as anyone.
Oh, I don't know. You know I'm no gardener.
You don't need to have grown anything. There are other categories.
Oh,
yes. Photography, for instance, or one on the theme of the versatile bee.
Oh, I wonder if I could put something in for that.
I'm sure you could.
Ah, I'll have to give it some thought.
Oh, that's 194 all out, Adam.
Yeah, we were getting close to a competitive total, too.
Well, let's see how the other side fare.
I have a feeling it's going to be a close-run thing.
Nil desperandum. Well done, David.
Thanks, Jim. That wicket's a bit lively.
It would have been useful if you could have scraped a few more runs.
Oi, hang on, Adam. You were out cheaply too earlier. That ball is really moving about.
Who've we got to take advantage of that?
Barry might be useful, if you can get it to swing a bit.
Excellent.
This isn't the showing I was after for the last match of the season. We've really got to go for it after tea.
A lager shandy for Hayley and an orange juice with no ice for Phoebe. I think that's the lot.
Which white wine? I got a Chardonnay or a Pinot?
Oh, Chardonnay for me, thanks.
No problem. I'll bring them all outside for you. you like, Vicky.
Oh, thanks, Sid. We're going to be ordering food, so can I put it all on the card?
You certainly can.
Cheers. Jolene!
Boy, up, Vicky. How's it going?
Great, thanks. I brought Hayley and the girls down for something to eat.
You got the menus?
Not yet, we've only just got here.
Oh, OK.
Thanks. I thought I'd treat the children while we wait for Roy and Mike, and then we'll all eat together.
Well, here you go. Children's menus at the back.
Thanks. I had the chilli, I think, last time I came. I've been looking at your hanging baskets, Jolene. Who's the gardener?
Well, Sid plants them up and, they get watered by whoever's around.
Do you go in for the flower and produce show at all?
Oh, we haven't the time, even if you wanted to.
I'm thinking about it. No idea what to do for it yet, though. I'll have to talk it over with Linda on Tuesday night. She's invited me and Mike to dinner at theirs.
Oh, very posh.
Don't listen to him, Vicky. I'll come outside and take your order in a minute.
All right. I think I'll go for the steak and ale pie. I've heard Wayne's pastry is as light as a feather.
What's the score now, Jim?
166 for six. Their number four has really bedded himself in. He's piling on the runs. Oh, my goodness, he skied that one all right.
Come on, Adam.
Catch it! Well held, Adam!
Oh, dear. The batsman's hanging on at the crease.
Yes, he's not happy about that catch, is he?
Was it a clean catch?
It most certainly was.
Well, I don't see how you can be that sure.
Well, I am.
Well, you can't see any better than I can from here.
What are you talking about, woman? You were probably looking at your knitting anyway.
There you go, David. Cheers.
Oh, thanks, Sid.
But we did win.
Yeah, we did. It was close, though, but once their number four was given up, their tail end completely collapsed.
Oh, hello, David. Good game.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, Jolene.
Hey, can you put me a fresh bottle of gin on the optic, please, Sid?
Yeah. Then, are you ready for a break? Kirsty's just got here. She and Fallon can hold the fort for a quarter of an hour.
Oh, a cup of tea. Go down a treat.
And I'd like a word. Upstairs.
No prizes for guessing what that's about.
And there was Linda Snell sitting there under her knitting, looking for all the world like Madame Defarge.
Here we are.
Oh, cheers, David. I'm ready for this.
And she had the nerve to suggest...
What's this, Jim?
He's talking about Linda Snell.
No.
Linda didn't think it was a clean catch, but it definitely was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
What? You're not 100% certain?
Well, how can you be in those circumstances? You know what these things are like.
Alistair usually withdraws an appeal if he has doubts about it.
Like I said, I was pretty sure it was a clean catch, so I wasn't going to do that. Besides, these things always get evened out over the course of the season, don't they?
Quite right. Fair enough. So, what about next season, eh, Adam? Will you be keen to take up where you left off today?
It all depends what Alistair decides to do, of course, but if he steps down permanently, I'll be very happy to carry on as captain.
Hear that, David?
I did.
You should pin Alistair down as quickly as possible, and everyone knows where they stand.
Yeah, first of all, Adam's got an ordeal by fire tomorrow night, haven't you?
Oh?
He's referring to the meeting in the village hall about my plans for expansion.
Ah, yes.
I know it won't be a walk in the park, but I don't expect any major opposition.
I'm sorry, Jolene, but I'm sick to the back teeth of hearing his name.
Yeah, I know you are.
Every time I turn round, somebody's singing his praises.
Yeah, and you think it's time you moved on.
Yes, I do. I don't even get the idea that he's a permanent fixture here. That's what it's starting to look like.
Look, I know this is difficult for you, Sid. Not many blokes would have done what you've done for their wife's ex, and that's a fact.
Oh, they, see? That's hit the nail straight on the head. This isn't easy for me.
I know, love.
We've done what we can for him, and that's it.
Sid, just listen to me for a minute, please. I do understand where you're coming from, and I know what you've done for Wayne, and in your place, I feel the same as you do. To be honest, I think you've done more than I would have if things had been the other way round.
Thank you.
But I don't think we can tell him to go. Not just yet.
Oh, you're not listening to a word I've said, are you?
Yeah, I am, but just hear me out. If we chuck him out onto the streets with nowhere to go, well, you know what'll happen, don't you?
Well?
Well, think about it. He's got nowhere to go, no job to go to. He'd end up worse than he were before in no time. And then he'd turn up back here and we'd have to start from square one with him all over again.
Well, it's possible.
Well, it's more than likely, isn't it?
Okay. Granted.
And the thing is, he's not a complete loser. He just needs a shove in the right direction.
Rather give him a kick up the backside.
I know you would. You'd have to join the queue.
He's done a great job helping Frieda. He needs to find himself a proper paid job and doing something similar somewhere else.
Agreed. But then there's Fallon. I mean, last week, she saw everybody getting behind him when he outwin the darts match. She had a chance to see everybody making friends with him, patting his back, telling him what a great bloke he is.
So?
Well, she had a chance to see another side to him. Instead of the waster, she had a chance to see him as a bit of a hero. And every girl should see their dad a bit of a hero once in a while.
Well, maybe. But then what? What happens when he disappears out of her life and lets her down again, hey? This hero.
I really think things are different this time.
Oh, Jolene.
No, listen, you know me. I'm under no illusions about Wayne. But I think the state we found him in, the illness and us helping him back on his feet, I just think it's been a bit of a wake-up call. Oh, well, let's at least give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know.
Oh, please. I've got my fingers crossed. Something good can come out of this for Fallon. But it just needs a bit more time.
Right. If that's what you want.
Oh, thanks, Sid.
This is for Fallon.
Yeah.
I hope I'm doing the right thing for her.
You are.
All right. He can stay. But not for much longer, mind. Okay.
Evening, Matt.
David.
You look busy.
Yeah, leaves, dark nuisance, aren't they? Just want to keep the place looking tidy, you know.
Right. Have you had any more trouble with the lawnmower?
No, not since you showed me how to start it.
Glad to hear it.
Now, as you can see, it's been running sweet as a nut.
Good stuff. So, how are things? Not seen you around the village much?
No, I've been busy, you know how it is.
Oh, tell me about it. Been up to my eyes in it myself.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thought I might have seen you in the bull.
Not much time for socialising.
Oh, fair enough. And, hey, how did your business trip go?
Come again?
You were off up north on business last
time. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, went very well, thanks.
Excellent.
Yeah, really well. It's good to be back in the swing of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't know what I'd do with myself if I didn't work.
Yeah. I tell you what, why don't you come in for a beer since you're here?
Okay. Yeah, cheers.
And you can fill me in on anything I've missed.
Anything I can do, sir?
No, I can manage. Thanks.
Well, just give us a show.
No, I'm all right. You finish your roll-up.
Sid, just the man.
Oh, Lord.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Wayne. How are you?
Not so bad, Tara.
Yes, good. Linda. What can I do for you?
Ask not what you can do for me, Sid, but what you can do for your village.
Huh?
I paraphrase.
Sorry, Linda. I haven't got a clue what you're on about.
The meeting in 30 minutes in the village hall.
Oh, the own farm lot again.
Indeed.
No, I won't be going. Sorry.
Well, most of the village, it seems, from a scratch survey I did in the shop.
I've got a pub to run.
But it's Monday. You won't be that busy, surely.
Geraldine's having the night off.
I should have thought, as a publican who plays host to many a rambler's group, you'd have an interest in what happens to our footpaths.
Anyway, I've got Jamie for Cathy. I'm having to supervise him with his own work. You know what kids are like.
Yes, I do understand. Sid, you're a runner. Surely people like you and Usha want to fight to keep the footpaths in our area?
Well, I
might be able to help.
You?
Well, it's only for an hour or so.
Oh, I'm sure it won't go on much longer than an hour.
No, it's Impossible.
Why?
All the help you need, thank you, Wade.
No probs.
Take advantage of the offer.
Well, what about Jamie?
Well, I can keep my eye on the lad for an hour.
There you are. Problem solved. You really are lucky to have such a willing helper.
Aren't I just?
See you later, then.
Looks like it.
Excellent. Cheerio. Oh,
cheers, then.
Right. Let's get one thing straight.
Oh, far away, Chief.
Jamie's got to get his homework done. No telly until he's finished.
Right you are.
And he's on his bike. So he's got to get off before it goes dark.
Well, leave it to me. I'll see to it.
Right.
Oh, don't you worry, Sid. You just enjoy your meeting.
Susan, hello. Glad you could make it.
Oh, well, you couldn't keep me away.
Has Mum given you coffee and biscuits?
Yes, thanks.
Good.
I hope you don't think you can win people over to your side just with the offer of refreshments.
No, no, of course not.
Good, because we won't be swayed like that.
I should hope not.
Good evening, Susan. Adam.
Hello, Linda.
Is this seat taken?
Oh, no, help yourself. Though there's plenty empty.
Oh, good, there's Shula. Oh, and Usha too, and Derek.
If you'll excuse me, ladies, I'll just go and check the laptop speaking to the projector.
Oh, very fancy. And how are you, Linda?
Well, not in the best of spirits, as a matter of fact. No, I had some rather sad news this afternoon. An old friend died on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
Yes, she was a very generous, good-hearted woman. The world will be a poorer place without her.
You'll miss her.
Yes, indeed.
And will you be going to the funeral?
Yes, as long as I can get the time off work. Oh. It's in Sunningdale, you see.
Oh, right.
I do want to be there for her daughter as much as for myself. We'll see.
How'd you do?
Oh, Sid, you made it.
Good evening, everyone. Now, I think everyone has got a tea or coffee, so please do take a seat. And thanks for coming tonight to listen to our plans for the proposed new polytunnel area in order for us to expand the soft fruit production.
Today, Ambridge, tomorrow the world.
I'd like to start by showing this, which is what it will look like. As you see, there'll be no impact whatsoever on the beauty of the landscape.
That looks okay.
That's a matter of opinion.
It's just an extension to an area already covered, so there'll be no problem for locals or visitors. And there are huge environmental advantages to growing fruit under tunnels. The need for pesticides is greatly reduced, as is the number of food miles.
So, like I said, I think you'll agree I've passed my driving test for the vacuum cleaner. The fast women make about a bit of cleaning, eh?
Beats me.
So, how is everybody?
Fine. Josh has just started senior school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a little fish in a big pond again.
I expect he'll settle in.
Yeah. Most of his mates from primary there.
Oh, good.
It's his birthday on Sunday. Ruth's sorting a party out.
Great.
Probably pictures and a pizza, you know.
Yeah, right. Good. And the others?
Pip's at college.
But really?
Yeah. Suddenly she's a student, not a school kid anymore. Full makeup, best jeans.
Blimey.
Yeah. Takes her about an hour to make her hair look like she's been pulled through a hedge backwards. Yeah, I suddenly feel very old, I can tell you.
Yeah, but you do. And how's everyone else?
Ruth and I are off to the dairy event in Stoneleigh. Looking forward to that. Chance to catch up on some of the technical developments.
Well, so some of the Aldridges might be going.
I doubt it. As I said, it's dairy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Now, what we've been busy and going up north, I'm a bit out of the loop as far as, as far as home farm goes.
Right. As far as I know, they're all okay too. Jennifer and Lillian are very busy with Jack and Peggy, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And, well, they're okay. You say?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's very hard, but, you know, they're battling on. What else can you do in those circumstances?
I'm sorry, Adam, but we simply can't allow you to do that.
Hang on a minute, Linda.
No, no, no. You simply can't divert an ancient footpath to suit your plans.
But as you'll see from this slide, the diversion from the original footpath route is very minor.
It may be, but if we allow you to get away with one minor diversion, you'll think in the future you can get away with more significant changes.
Yeah, I agree. It's the thin end of the wedge.
Well, it doesn't have to
be. That's not true. And what's more, if you look at the diagram, the path will take walkers along a beautiful hedge which is species rich and far more attractive than the current route. In fact, as it turns and runs up here, the views will be so much better, too.
He's right about that. Plus the challenge of a bit of uphill running.
If you think you can play fast and loose with our heritage, Adam, and that by throwing in phrases like species rich as a sop...
Here, here.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't think so.
How many people actually use this footpath?
I certainly do.
And me.
Sid?
Good grief. Is that the time? I've got to go.
But we need you.
Sorry, Linda.
And how is the view from the top of the fence?
Sorry, everyone. Got to get back to the ball. Maybe I'll see some of you when the meeting finishes.
Thanks for coming, Sid.
Quisling. We are forever battling to protect the rights and habitats of a host of different species. Well, I want to add another to the list. The local community.
Here, here.
Rights of way are part of our common heritage. They are our history. Tamper with them, and you tamper with our history. You should be a custodian of that heritage and keep them for generations to come.
Yeah, she's right, you know.
I understand your point of view, Linda, but the countryside shouldn't be preserved in aspic, as long as the reasons for not doing so are valid.
But the reasons aren't valid, are they? We all know it's not really about footpaths, is it? It's about you covering the countryside in polythene.
Quite.
You're just trying to pull a fast one so there'll be no objections to your planning application.
No, you really have got that
wrong. Oh, there'll certainly be objections. If you put this application in, I will fight you all the way.
And I will too.
And may I remind you that many years ago, I took on the might of Cameron Fraser and the estate and won, and I can do so again.
And take the front wheel off your bike. What do you think you're playing at, Wayne? Huh? I told you what time to send Jamie home, didn't I?
Oh, sorry, mate.
I'll have to stick his bike in the back of the car and drive him home now.
Well, I didn't realise how late it had got. He's done his own work.
Oh, well, that's something.
And, well, I heard him up here doing a bit of strumming on that old guitar of Fallon's. Lad seemed keen to learn a few chords, that's all. We just lost track of the time.
I should have known better than to leave him with you. You can't be trusted to look after yourself. Never mind my son.
It won't happen again.
Too right it won't. You leave him well alone in future, all right?
All right, all right. I'll back off.
And talking of backing off, have you thought about where you'll go when you move on?
Nothing definite. No, I got mates all over the place, really.
But no specific plans?
No, not yet, no, but I'll get on to it. It's cool, but I'll get something sorted.
And sooner rather than later. Okay.
You look as though you need that, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a bit of a savaging from our local Alsatian in wolf's clothing?
Something like that.
Actually, she's more like one of those little terriers, isn't she? When she gets her teeth into you, you can't shake her off.
Well, I've got a good argument for what I'm proposing. I'm going to put the planning application in and then we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck on that one, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, would have come myself, but I got a bit waylaid.
Oh, yeah?
By Matt Crawford.
Really?
Yeah. Invited me in for a beer.
Did he?
Yeah.
And is he okay?
Yeah, seems so. And I tell you what, he's doing a better job than I would at keeping the place looking clean and tidy.
And what on earth did you find to talk about with Matt Crawford?
Well, he was digging for info on Lillian, I think.
Why? What did he say?
Well, nothing specific. Just to know how she is. And I may have got the wrong end of the stick, but I think he's missing her.
Well, I just wish you'd tell Lillian that. Whatever the rest of us might think, she's miserable without him.
Hello, Abby, sweetheart. Say hello, Abby.
Say hello to Grandma Vicky. Look at her concentrating. Doesn't she look sweet?
Yeah.
So what do you think, Brenda?
Oh, I think it'll come in very handy.
Handy? I know you've got lovely skin to start with.
Sorry, Vicky, now I'm totally confused. What's my skin got to do with anything?
Well, it's a face pack.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. You just got me there with it being in a margarine tub.
Oh, no, it's a honey face mask I made up. It's an experiment.
An experiment? Mm,
perfectly safe. I got the recipe off the internet at work yesterday.
Off the internet? Really?
Yeah, you know, one of those American homespun types who still live like they're in the 1950s.
Why are you getting recipes with face packs off the internet at all? Why not just go into Borchester or somewhere and buy one?
Oh, silly me. I'm not making any sense, am I?
No.
Right, on Sunday, Linda Snell said I should enter for the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, now I get it.
And there's a category called the Versatile Bee, and you can put anything in as long as it's to do with bees.
Hence the honey face pack. Right, OK.
I'm giving some to Hayley, and if you two girls can try it out and give me some feedback, you'd be doing me a big favour.
And it's all natural ingredients.
Oh, yeah. And what's my little Abby doing today? Playing with bricks. You like to see my teddies, don't you?
She needs a challenge, don't you, Abby? We've been making towers and pushing them down, haven't we? She likes learning new things.
I bet you're missing your trip to the swings, aren't you?
You came with Auntie Bren to the swimming pool instead, didn't you?
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, I better get on. Your dad and me are going out tonight, you know?
Oh, yeah, to the Snells. Dad did mention it.
Oh, Linda's a lovely woman. So welcoming.
Well, have a great time.
Ah, oh, we will. Bye then. Bye-bye, Abby.
Come on, darling. Wave bye-bye to Grandma Vicky.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She's a funny one, isn't she? Your Grandma Vicky. Now, what shall we do with the stuff in the margarine tub? Do we dare chuck it straight in the bin?
Matt Crawford.
Matt, Russell here.
Hi, Russell.
Can you talk?
Yeah, I'm on hands-free. Go on.
I'll come straight to the point, Matt. I've just finished speaking to the officer on the case, as I usually do before you renew your bail.
And?
It's not good, I'm afraid. It seems likely that this time you'll be charged.
Okay, then I should come into your office and we can discuss it, yeah?
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
What time?
I'll be working late this evening. Could you come in about 7?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
I'll see you later then. Bye.
Bye.
Or should I get cream, do you think, Robert?
Oh, Bridge Farm ice cream, definitely.
Yes, all right.
I always love that contrast between the warm, spicy wine sauce you do, Lindy, and the coldness of the melting ice cream.
Do you? You never said before.
I've only just realised.
You didn't have to come to the shop with me, you know.
I know, I wanted to stretch my legs.
Well, I can't think why. You've been on your feet all day.
No,
it's this way.
I thought we'd take a bit of a detour.
But in the Memorial Gardens?
Why not?
Well, Robert, this is all well and good, but I don't really have the time. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You sure? You seem a bit surprised.
Well, it's just that wasn't there yesterday.
That trellis, wasn't it?
And the odd thing is, it's perfectly placed for clematis.
Is it now? How very odd.
Robert.
What?
I know that expression.
What expression?
You had a hand in this, didn't you? Come on, own up.
Nigel and I put it up at sunrise this morning. It arrived yesterday.
Absolutely perfect, too. Just like I'd imagined, and perfectly positioned.
So have we successfully out-gorillaed the gorilla gardeners?
Well, I think you have. How clever of you, and what a lovely surprise.
It was nothing. Nigel guessed what you were up to, so we put our heads together. What?
Look, just over there, on those brambles.
in that shaft of sunlight.
What, that butterfly?
Not just any butterfly. Oh, Robert, I think it might be a brown hair streak.
But I love you in this shirt, Mike.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a bit casual?
Oh, don't be daft.
I don't want to look as if I ain't bothered. I mean, it's all right going to one of their big Christmas do's. I mean, me and Eddie and Neil usually have a good time, but, I mean, what if I pick up the wrong knife?
You won't.
Or put the wine in the wrong glass or something.
I'll just do what I do. Honestly, anyone would think royalty had invited you to dinner. Linda and Robert are a lovely couple.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, what am I going to talk to him about? I don't know nothing about computers.
Stop fussing and tell me what you think about my news.
Well, I think it's smashing that you found a buyer so quick, especially these days, but don't you think that offer's a bit low?
It isn't as much as I'd hoped.
Well, maybe you'd be better hanging on.
Oh, Mike.
I mean, at least think it through before you go snatching their hand off, huh?
No, I've decided. I just want to get on with our plans. I can invest in your dairy business.
Oh, yeah, well, if we get the grazing off Borchester land.
No news?
I had a word with Brian this morning, but he hadn't heard nothing yet.
And then as soon as that's underway, I can start on my garden redesign.
Oh. Hiya.
Oh, hello, love.
Here, I'll put that paper in the wheelie bin outside.
I've just dropped Abby back off next door. We had a whale of a time this afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
She had me trying out her honey face mask this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Judging by the number of bees following me home, it was a roaring success.
Don't tell Vicky that.
You go and get your shower, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for ironing my shirt.
Have a great time, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, lover. I'll do my best.
Oh, did you get a chance to try the face pack?
Yeah, it was very successful.
Oh, good. Hayley said it made her skin feel really soft.
Did she? Mm. I better get going, get our supper on. Have a good time tonight.
Right, now, Mike, you sit here.
All right.
And Vicky there.
I hope you're both hungry.
Oh, yeah, no danger.
Good. Oh, doesn't the table look lovely, Mike?
Yeah, smashing.
Oh, thank you. It was Robert's idea to set it here in the conservatory.
White or red, Mike?
Oh, what are we having?
Linda's made a Vichy Soise for starters.
Oh, well, better be white then, hadn't it, for fish?
Oh, Mike.
Very good, Mike.
Hey?
Here we are now. Vicky.
Oh, lovely.
Mike.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
And here we are, Robert.
Thanks, Lindy.
Well, now, bon appétit, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And to you.
Oh, dear. Mike? Oh, Mike.
You all right?
Yeah, sorry. No, I just went down the wrong way.
Oh. Have a glass of water.
No, I'll be all right. No, I dropped something.
Mike?
Hang on. Vicky, can you help me look?
What have you lost?
It's my wedding ring. It's a bit loose. Oh. It's near your foot, Vicky.
Oh, I can't see it.
Vicky, my soup's stone cold. You should have let on or what?
Oh, it's meant to be served cold.
Oh.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Sorry about that, everyone.
No problem.
I said we should have it altered, but he doesn't like to be without it, do you, Mike?
No. Oh, Linda, this fish soup's delicious.
Thank you, Mac.
Well, I'll pass on the coffee, thanks, Russell. I'd rather just get on with it.
Of course. Have a seat, Mount.
So, can you put me in the picture? Who'll be there? What's going to happen? All that?
No problem.
I want you to be there, obviously.
Well, of course. When we get to the station on Thursday afternoon, we'll be shown into the custody suite and you'll be cautioned by D.S. Hollander.
Yeah, hang on. Who's going to be there?
Hollander, the custody sergeant, the two investigating officers from the SFO, and possibly a lawyer from the SFO too.
Quite a gathering.
Yes.
And Chalkman?
You'll be charged separately.
Right.
Most likely on different days. Certainly at different times.
Okay. Then?
Well, once you've been cautioned, the charges will be read out to you and then you'll be bailed. You'll get a written statement of the charges for your own records.
Right.
Well, that's it then. Until the hearing at the magistrate's court. Make sure you get a good couple of nights' rest, Matt.
Yeah.
Look, there's nothing you can do until Thursday. At least try and take your mind off it. Go out for dinner. Spend some time with friends.
Yeah, thanks. I'll do that.
So are you going to be watching the game tomorrow night, Mike?
Yeah, me and Neil and Eddie will probably watch it in the ball.
Oh, yeah. What do you reckon of England's chances?
Oh, well, we trounced them this time last year in Zagreb.
The males usually stay up high in the canopy of a favoured ash tree. It's just the females that come down to lay their eggs or feed.
How did you hear that, Mike?
What's that, love?
Linda and Robert spotted a... what was it?
A brown hair streak.
Ooh. Yeah, by the memorial garden.
Did you? Hey, that is rare. Yeah.
Ladies, come and join us.
Oh, now then, more coffee, anyone?
I'm all right, Tara.
Oh, Linda, come and sit down. You've been waiting on us all night. You've hardly seen
you. Yeah, Vicky's right. You've worked very hard.
Well, as long as everyone's happy.
Oh, you've done us proud, Linda. Hasn't she, Mike?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lovely food. I'm stuffed.
Another brandy, Mike.
I won't say no to that, Tara.
And how have you men been getting along?
Great. Smashing.
Oh, good.
We was just talking about sport.
Oh, I might have guessed.
Hey, it was a bit of a poor show against Loxley Barrow on Sunday, though, wasn't it?
Oh.
If Adam's to be believed, yeah.
What did he make of his cap?
Don't get him started, Mike.
I think he should have done the gentlemanly thing and withdrawn the appeal.
No, it's not Adam's style, though, is it? Oh, that's enough that time.
Well, to be honest, I think I might pack it in next year if Adam continues as captain.
Oh, Robert!
I'm sure you'll be able to find a use for me on Sunday afternoons.
Oh, we could always find jobs for our men to do, can't we, Linda?
Well, you could spend more time with your camera, for a start. He's entering some photos in the flower and produce show.
Oh, I'm going in for the versatile bee category. I did a honey face pack today.
Really? Mm-hmm. What a good idea.
It's quite successful, Hayley and Brenda said.
Oh, well done you.
Oh, and I've got loads of other ideas. I'm going to have such fun with this. I really feel like I'm on a roll.
Morning, Sid.
Oh, hello, Jill. Yeah, lovely morning.
Isn't it? Not very often we see you in the churchyard.
No, I... Just called on Alan for something.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
No, don't worry. No, you weren't. In fact, you might be able to help.
Oh?
Yeah, I was asking Alan for info about accommodation. Halfway houses or hostels.
Is this for Wayne? Is he better now?
Yes, he is. Now, have you got any contacts in the WI with rooms to let? I mean, it's just a thought.
Oh, you've asked me something there. I do know people who run B&Bs.
I thought you might.
But that'd be much too expensive for someone needing long-term accommodation, surely.
You're right.
I take it Wayne's ready to move on.
No, he isn't. That's the point. And if it sounds like I'm clutching at straws a bit, it's because I am.
Oh, I see.
I don't want to be harsh, Jill, but he's better now. And I feel like we've done our bit.
Of course. It must be very difficult for you, having your wife's ex to stay.
Ah, thank you.
What for?
Well, for saying that. Now I begin to feel like the big bad wolf for wanting him out.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Anyway, I shouldn't be bothering you with all this.
Not at all. Morning.
Oh, hello, Vicky.
Hello, Vicky. And Abby too. Hello, Abby.
On foot this morning?
We've fed the quack quacks, haven't we, Abby? And been to the memorial garden.
Oh, there's some flowers there this morning. On a trellis against the ugly old wall.
Good heavens, I'm just going to have a look.
Clematis montana Elizabeth, it said on the ticket.
Oh, that's lovely. A really pretty pink. And it has a beautiful scent.
Really?
Oh, I have to remember that. Anyway, now we're off to see Grandad Mike, aren't we? Where the moo cows live.
He'll give us a lift back if it gets near lunchtime.
Yeah, I better get off too. Thanks again, Jill. Bye, Vicky.
Bye, Sid.
Bye.
Oh, what a lovely garden.
Thank you.
I'm looking for inspiration for ours.
Well, if you need cuttings, do come and ask.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Linda said the same thing last night.
The gardens at Ambridge Hall are lovely.
Has Linda shown you round?
Yes, we're quite good friends, Linda and I.
Ooh.
She invited me and Mike to dinner there last night.
Very nice.
Oh, it was. Mike said he'd no idea Robert knew so much about the dairy business.
I didn't either.
He's a smashing bloke, Robert.
I'm glad you're settling into village life.
Oh, I love it here. I really do. I'm looking for ideas for the flower and produce show too.
Ooh, are you entering?
I am, yeah. In the versatile bee category. Little Phoebe's helping me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've had all kinds of ideas already.
Have you?
Will you be entering?
Oh, yes. I most certainly will.
Baby's got
what's going on here?
Eyes. Oh, Sid, great. You just hold this, would you?
I asked you a question.
Oh, I'm just doing Jolene a favour.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, she asked me to have a look at this strip light.
Well, you can save yourself the bother. I know what's wrong with it. The starter's gone.
Well, have you got one? I might as well replace it while I'm up here.
Oh, what do you think I am? A Sparks apprentice? I'll do it later.
All right then, Sid. Only trying to help you out.
Well, how about helping yourself out? Here.
What's this?
Information about accommodation.
Oh.
I've even written down the details of the local citizen's advice. They'll be able to tell you what's what. Benefits and all that.
Well, that's great, Sid. Cheers. Saved me a lot of trouble there, mate.
So you can leave this light to me and get on the blower.
Oh, right-o.
You need to get yourself sorted out and start making some sort of future for yourself.
Well, I've made a couple of calls already. I've spoke to a couple of mates.
But nothing concrete.
Well, not yet, no. But
look, Wayne, phoning a couple of mates every few days isn't going to do any good, is it? You need to make a proper concerted effort.
Oh, yeah, well, I know. You're right.
And you can't stay here for much longer.
No, I know. Right. I've got the picture. I'll get on to it.
Right. Please see you do.
Yeah, I mean, first I collar Brian about the land, then Ed does the same thing.
Well, didn't Ed know you'd already had a word with him?
No, he spotted him in the ball last night and bent his ear about it. So Brian Aldridge must be feeling well got at.
But was there any news?
No, he's still waiting on this Jerry Morton bloke to finish his survey. You know, to see if there's any land they can let us have.
Well, I phoned the estate agent back saying I'd accept that offer on the flat. So, at least that's all in hand.
Oh. If you're sure, love.
Of course I am.
Oh,
thanks. And I phoned Beverly too about the garden. Jill said I can have some cuttings if I want.
Oh, that's good of her.
And Linda, of course. Oh, wasn't it great last night?
What, the meal?
The meal, the company, the whole evening.
Well, it was all right. When we were going and you give Linda a hug and a kiss and then you did the same to Robert, I mean, me and Linda didn't know where to put ourselves.
You didn't need to kiss her, but I bet she thought it odd when you shook her hand.
Yeah, well, they're all right in small doses, but I ran out of things to say to Robert halfway through.
Oh, give over. We had a great time.
Well, if you say so.
Now, come on. Are you knocking off for lunch?
What's your hurry?
I remember seeing this gorgeous baby growing Underwoods a few weeks ago with bumblebees on it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to get it, if it's still there, this afternoon for Abby, and then I'll make some antennae and take a picture for my flower and produce entry. Oh, she looks so cute.
Okay.
And, what are you doing this afternoon?
The usual, why?
Have you got half an hour to spare?
Oh, you don't want me to come shopping with you, do you?
No, silly, of course I don't.
Oh, that's a relief.
No, I had another idea for my versatile bee entry.
Oh?
I got chatting to Jill Archer earlier. Well, she keeps bees, doesn't she?
Brookfield? Why?
I just need a lovely rustic photo of a real beehive. All you have to do is go there after lunch, and if there's nobody about, sneak a quick snap.
Oh, blimmin' heck.
It won't take you long.
Why me?
I told you I'm busy. Go on.
Hello, Fallon, love.
Oh, hello.
Washing the glasses?
Yep.
You know, I was wondering if Frieda needed me this afternoon to do any prepping.
Well, ask her.
Oh, I will. Only, I've got stuff to do, see? I might be moving on soon.
Oh, right.
Sid's giving me marching orders. Tommy wants me out.
I know what marching orders means.
The thing is, love, I need a bit more time.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, I thought you might be interested.
Why would I be?
Well, I don't know.
The ball's nothing to do with me. It's Sid's. It's up to him who stays and for how long.
No, I know, but the thing is, I've rung a couple of mates and I'm waiting for people to get back to me. And these things take time.
Like I said, it's nothing to do with me.
Oh, if you could just have a word with him, darling.
Me?
Yeah, tell him. Tell him I'm trying to find somewhere. And just ask him to have a bit of patience till I get myself sorted.
Why me?
Well, he might listen to you.
Why should he?
Well, he's fond of you, isn't he?
Oh, you really are something else, aren't you?
Well, will you, Fallon?
No. I've told you, it's not up to me, and you can't expect me to fight your corner. If Sid's told you to go, you better go and pack your stuff. Mike!
Oh, blimey, Jill. You made me jump.
What are you doing?
Oh, heck. Oh, I didn't know there was anyone about or I'd have asked.
Asked what?
It's Vicky's idea. She wanted a snap of one of your hives for her entry for the flower and produce.
And?
Well, I don't like turning her down. I mean, you see, she's really thrown herself in at the deep end getting stuck into life here in Ambridge.
I see.
Well, sure, you remember yourself. It ain't easy being the incomer, is it?
No, true.
No, I'm not in a small community like ours.
No. Have to be quite brave at times.
So, anyway, I'm sorry if I overstepped the mark.
Oh, no, it's all right, Mike. No harm done.
Thanks. Well, that's my Boy Scout deed done for today, then.
Just before you go.
Yeah?
Vicky's going in for the versatile B category, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Is she taking many photographs?
Oh, she's had all sorts of ideas. She's doing something with a Winnie the Pooh from her teddy collection as well. Oh, I don't know the ins and outs of it. She's very creative.
She sounds it. How interesting.
Fallon? Fallon?
What?
I want to apologise.
What for?
For asking you to talk to Sid for me.
Forget it.
No, I shouldn't have put that on you.
It's okay, let's just drop it. I'm in the middle of downloading some music.
I just thought you might be able to help. Talk him into giving me a bit more time till I sort myself out. Well, I am your dad after all, darling.
Yes, but Sid's been more of a dad to me than you've ever been.
And if I could turn back the clock, I would.
What?
Look, I know I've been a rubbish dad in the past, but I was always on the road. You know what that life's like. And you wouldn't have wanted me to give up my dreams, would you? Work some dead-end job, 9 to 5.
Please.
I'd have been gutted, Val, and miserable. I'd have been an even worse dad.
You're full of it. The truth is, you walked out on me and Mum when I was a baby and you never looked back.
No. I always loved you. And I saw you as often as I could.
Saw me? When? The only times you came back into our lives is when you'd run out of money or you'd needed somewhere to crash.
It wasn't like that.
No, it was always exactly like that. You always put yourself and your so-called career first. I wasn't even on your radar most of the time, and I'm not having you dump any of this on me or Mum.
Fallon, you are a musician, and I know you're talented.
You know nothing about
me. Let me finish. And I like to think some of that talent you got from me.
Oh,
please, darling. That talent's a bond between us. Oh, I'm so proud.
Proud? You've never even bothered to come to any of my gigs, have you? How would you know if I'm talented or rubbish or completely mediocre? Don't you dare try and use that to get to me.
No, listen.
No, I won't listen. And I won't help you either. Why should I? You've never helped me, or even just been there for me. You barely know me.
All right. All right. I hold my hands up, but things are different now, I promise. All I want is to make it up to you, Fallon. Honest, I do, darling. I'll make it up to you so, well, yeah, we can have a fresh start.
Will you, really?
Cross my heart.
Well, I won't hold my breath.
This way, please.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
Sergeant Hollander, can I ask you if you're intending to interview my client today?
No. Sergeant, this is Mr. Matthew Crawford of the Dower House, Ambridge, South Borsetshire. Also present are myself, D.S. Hollander, Russell Baxter, Mr. Crawford's solicitor, Sergeant Bowles, custody officer, SFO investigator Lisa Ramsey. Mr. Crawford, Sergeant Bowles has checked with you that you don't have any health problems that might affect your ability to understand and cope with what's going on.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Right. Matthew Crawford, you are under arrest. I've got a form here, an MG4, which is the charge sheet. You are charged with the offence I will just read out to you. I must caution you, you do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention that. Thus, persuading the TWJ Bank to lend Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited £5 million, which the bank would not have lent had its representatives been made aware of the true position, in breach of Section 2 of the Fraud Act 2006. Do you wish to make any reply? Mr. Crawford?
Matt?
No.
Mr. Baxter?
I assume there'll be no changes to my client's conditions of bail.
No.
Thank you.
Mr. Crawford, if you could go with Sergeant Bowles, he'll renew your bail.
I'm absolutely shattered.
Oh, you do look tired, Lillian.
I've had a bit of a day of it, to be honest. I've been at Mum's.
Has Jack been having a bad day?
Oh, not particularly, but I was on my own with him. Thought I'd give Mum a break.
Oh, that's good of you.
I'd completely forgotten that Jenny had a farmer's market and Pat couldn't get away at all, so that was that.
And what have you got planned for tonight, then?
I'll probably doze off in front of the TV.
Oh, dear.
I know. What rock and roll lives we lead, eh, Jolene?
Oh, afternoon.
Oh, hello, Roy. How's the family?
Oh, growing.
Oh, that's what they do.
Yeah, well, Phoebe started with Josh at senior school this term.
Oh, and how's she liking it?
Oh, well, she's finally learned the names of all of her teachers, and I don't think she's got lost around the school this week, so so far, so good.
And how's Brenda doing? She found anything permanent yet?
Nah, still sending out CVs. She picked up a few hours at Bridge Farm this week.
Ah, in the dairy, yeah, Pat said. She had some kind of emergency. Pity, though, a bright girl like her.
Mm.
And how's the baby?
Oh, Vicky was showing everybody a gorgeous photo of her on her phone last night. Of your Abby. Oh, wearing a little bumblebee baby growing antenna.
Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. It's really weird.
What's that?
Well, not so long ago, me and Ailey were finding it hard, you know, juggling Abby between us with us both working, and well, now with Brenda and Vicky both at a loose end, we hardly see anything of her.
Either feast or famine, as Mum says.
Yeah. Well, and now Will said Emma's got the problem what we had.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Susan said George has started school.
Right, well, better get to work. See ya.
Yeah, bye, Roy.
Bye. You know, you've just given me an idea.
Roy? About what?
Jolene, you look almost as tired and fed up as I feel.
Oh. Shows, does it?
Tell you what. You get Sid or Clary or someone to cover for you and take the evening off. And you and I'll go for a swim and a sauna at Grey Gables.
Oh, that sounds just the job, Lillian. But I can't.
Well, why not?
Oh, Sid's out tonight. LV meeting.
Oh, shame.
And it's darts night, so we'll be busy. Another time, eh?
If you want, Matt, we can go back to my office.
No, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, well, look, you should try to stay as positive as you can.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I mean it. You cooperated with the SFO, and the deal you did with them will work in your favour.
Yeah, but what's Chalkman telling them?
It's pointless speculating.
Come on, just give it me straight.
What?
How long will I get?
Well, that's...
Come on, Russell, what's the reality of the situation here?
Matt!
Worst case scenario for this kind of offence?
Worst case scenario, 10 years.
What?
That's the maximum sentence.
10 years in prison?
But that would apply where someone's not helped the police.
Well, Chalkman's going to stitch me up. I know what he's like, and he'll convince that lot in there I've been lying.
You don't know that.
Oh, I can't do this. I've got to get out of here.
Give me a call, Matt. Okay.
Come on, Wayne, what's going on?
Sorry, Jolene.
What are you doing sitting up here watching telly on your own? I've a pub full downstairs.
Oh, I'm
Just trying to keep out of the way.
Yeah, well, that's no use. You know Sid's out tonight. I got Fallon and Kirsty behind the bar with me, but Frieda could do with a hand.
I know.
Not to mention the darts team. They've been asking after you.
Have they?
Asking after their star player.
Well, that's good of them.
Are you coming down, then?
Not tonight.
Why?
It's best if I stay out from under your feet.
I don't get it.
It'll create an atmosphere if Fallon's working.
Well, soaking up here ain't going to do any good, is it? I know you and Fallon had words yesterday.
I've never seen her so angry, not like that.
What happened?
Hasn't she said?
Shut up, tight as a clam. Once she said you and her had had a row.
Well, I won't say anything either then.
Well, I wish you would. I'd like to help sort it out. You were starting to get on at last.
Well, best to let the dust settle first.
What did she say to you?
Nothing I didn't deserve.
She's really hurt you, hasn't she?
Let's just leave it, eh?
Well, come down then. If only for a bit of company.
Well, I'll see.
I think you should leave, please, Matt. Now.
I'm not going anywhere until I get another whiskey.
I'm sorry, but that won't happen. I'd like you to leave.
Why? Why won't you serve me?
Because you've had enough.
Who do you think you are? You're telling me what to do.
Look, it's time to call it a night, man. Come on.
Hey, get off me.
Look, I'm just helping you.
That is you. Assault. I could have you for that. Barman, listen. Double whiskey in there. Oh, damn.
Right. That's enough. Right, I'll take you to wait for your minicab in reception.
Hey, get off me.
Look, come on.
Okay. I'll go to the ball.
No, you don't.
Oi! Give me back my keys.
Absolutely not.
Come on, give them back.
You're not driving tonight, man.
You are not telling me what I can and can't do.
Look, while you're in this hotel, I am.
What is this, a prison? Huh? Yeah, prison. Yeah. Well, I'll be in one of them soon enough. For 10 years.
What?
Yeah, 10 years inside, that's what I'm getting.
Look, I'd no idea.
Yeah, well. Now, you going to let me have that drink?
No, I'm sorry, Matt. The answer is still no.
Sorry, you don't... You're not sorry.
Look, come on now. Look, there's a couch in reception.
Now, get off me.
All right. What on earth's happening?
Lillian.
Matt.
Careful.
Matt. Are you all right, Matt?
That was close.
What are you playing at? You nearly hit your head.
Come on, Matt. Let me help you up. I can't send him home like this.
No, I'll see to him.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Just leave him to me.
Jolene?
Look, now you're really starting to worry me. This ain't like you.
Come in.
No, I've had to think up some excuse about you being tired.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, it's not the old truth, is it? Come on, Wayne.
I could murder a beer.
Well, come downstairs then.
No. No, I'll get an early night.
Right. Well, I'd best leave you to it.
Jolene?
What?
Don't go, please.
Well?
It was awful what she said.
Well, what did she say?
And you know the most awful thing about it? She was right, what she said about me. It was dead right. I walked out on you both, and the only times I ever come back were when I wanted something. Money, usually, or a bed.
Yeah, that's how it was, Wayne.
I've just been sitting here going over it. But I must have loved you both, or I'd never have come back at all.
Well, maybe you did love us. He just loved being footloose and on the road more.
No, no, it's not that. It's more than that. See, I didn't trust you.
What do you mean by that?
I thought if I hung around too long, I'd get found out.
I don't get you.
You and Fallon, you'd find out what a loser I was. I never realised it was there on show all along.
No,
I don't want your pity, love. I'm just trying to understand why I messed up.
So now you know why Fallon feels like she does?
Yeah. There's one thing she's wrong about, though.
What's that?
I wasn't lying when I said I'd heard her sing. You know...
Ticket stubs? From Lies gigs?
I went to two last year.
Oh, but she never saw you there.
No, I went in late and stood at the back, then left before the end.
But why?
Because I didn't know if she'd have wanted me there, and I didn't want to show her up in front of the rest of the band. Oh, but I do love her, Jolene. I'm so proud of her.
I don't know, Wayne. I don't know what to say to you. You see, it's all right for me. I've moved on. Sid's a wonderful bloke.
Oh, yeah. You got yourself a real diamond there, all right.
Yeah, but Fallon... Well, you'll always be her dad. It's not easy for her, and... She didn't understand what was so bad about her that you could turn your back on her when she was only like...
Oh, God, I'm never going to be able to put it right, am I?
Well, you can't turn the clock back.
We could start again. Can't you let me do that? To be more a part of her life? Okay, it's a dream, but, you know, one day she might come round to realising that she can turn to me for help and I can show her I'll be there. Do you think?
You can try. Oh, come here.
Jolene.
Right. Well, I'd better get back downstairs. Oh, darts players can be a very hungry and a thirsty bunch, eh?
Come on, Matt. One more little step. Yeah. I'm never gonna get you upstairs, am I? Let's get your shoes off. At least, I think you'd better sleep on the couch. I'll get the duvet from the bedroom. Okay, Matt?
Missed you, Lillian.
I'll be back in a jiffy with the duvet. It won't be long.
Quiet, Scruff. Hush. Hush, boy.
Morning, Linda.
Oh, morning, Jennifer.
Oh, nice morning for a stroll.
I caught a distinct nip in the air first thing myself.
Oh, autumn is just round the corner, I suppose.
I never let the weather stop me from getting out.
Oh, no, nor should it. I've just been up to one of the pickers' caravans.
I do think it unusual, you walking along here at this time in the morning.
Yes, their water heater's on the blink and Adam's not here yet, so I thought I'd better deal with it.
I suppose there'd be more of those unsightly structures if your planning application were passed.
You'd have to ask Adam about that. That's his department.
Oh, I shall.
How are the plans for the flower and produce show coming along?
Very well indeed. It's a well-oiled machine, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. Will you be entering this year?
Robert's putting in a display of his photos of the plinth from the fete.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yes, it will.
And I was speaking to Shula yesterday, and apparently Jill's trying to galvanise the whole family into contributing to her display.
Ah, yes, I was sure she'd enter the versatile B category.
Quite. And if Jill doesn't get placed, there'll be something seriously wrong with the world.
Now, that's up to the judges, of course. I'm a mere committee member.
Oh, yes, of course. I wasn't suggesting anything
untoward. One has to be very careful at these events. People can be very prickly.
Too true.
Gardeners have very fragile egos when it comes to their prized fruit and veg.
Yes, indeed. And Shula said that Jill's got Daniel to enter in the digital photography class.
Oh, that is good. We need young blood if the show is to continue long term.
Yes, it absolutely. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. I heard that you'd seen an unusual butterfly. Is that right?
Oh, yes. What a coup. Robert and I looked it up the minute we got back. It was definitely a female brown hair streak.
Oh, how exciting.
No, you don't see them often, but there are colonies in this area particularly.
Well, with any luck, I might see it myself at some point.
You need to look where there are brambles or hidden in hedges.
Oh, thank you. I remember that. Linda, since you're here, can I just point out Adam's idea for the new route for this footpath?
Yeah, there's no need. I've marked it for myself on the map.
Oh, good. Well, As Adam said at the meeting, the diversion is only a short one and walkers will be on the other side of the old hedge, so the polytunnels will be quite out of sight and you can see for yourself. Look, the view...
No, Jennifer, I see you're completely missing the point, just as Adam did on Monday night.
What is the point then, Linda?
The point, Jennifer, is that for better or worse, landowners are custodians of our heritage. And to divert a footpath, even to a small extent, is to trample on that common heritage. I'd have thought you as a historian would appreciate that.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we're only talking about 100 yards or so.
At the risk of repeating myself, it's the principle. If Adam is allowed to get away with this, the other landowners in the area will think they have carte blanche. It's the thin end of the wedge.
That's ridiculous.
Is it?
Surely farmers have a right to be heard on these issues as well.
We've heard Adam's arguments and entirely dispute them. I'm sure you haven't forgotten. I know the value of direct action.
What direct action?
Cameron Fraser.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps you should tell Adam the story. When he padlocked the estate footpaths, Cameron Fraser thought he could fob me off and I'd forget it and go away.
Yes, I do remember.
Yes, and you'll also remember that Marjorie Antrobus, Nelson Gabriel and I organised a march on the estate office in protest. Cameron Fraser saw sense and gave in.
So he did.
Exactly. We won then, we can win again.
Lillian.
Hello, Matt.
Oh, my head.
Coffee?
Yeah, please. I must have slept on the couch in the living room.
Yeah.
I was up at Grey Gables.
I know.
Oh.
I brought you back home in a taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, it's hot.
Well, put some more milk in. Or shall I get your glass of water?
No, I'll be okay. Have you just popped in for something?
No, I stayed here. In the guest room.
Oh, did you?
Well, I didn't dare leave you to your own devices, the state you were in. Honestly, Matt, you had a terrible row with Roy. Thoroughly embarrassed yourself in front of the other hotel guests in the bar and then fell over and almost smashed your head on the edge of the wall. What on earth did you think you were doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll phone Roy and apologise.
Yeah, well, I think you should. You were thoroughly objectionable.
Yeah, I do actually remember.
But, I mean, why, Matt? That's not like you at all.
No. I'd just come from Borchester Police Station. Lillian, Russell said I might be facing 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's what Russell said?
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
I know.
Look, we can't talk about it like this. I'll make you some breakfast. You go and get a shower and then we'll sit down and discuss it properly.
There you go, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Moving house?
No, it's the dining room curtains. I'm popping into Borchester to the dry cleaners after I've been to your grand's.
Ah, there's method in your madness, then.
Mm. And I had hoped that Lillian would have surfaced by the time I came back from the school bus, but there's still no sign. I wanted her to come to Mum's with me.
I've got some news.
Oh, really?
Ian said that Matt got completely wasted last night at Grey Gables.
Oh, drunk again.
And guess who ended up taking him home?
Well, I've no idea.
Think about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got a call from her earlier. She didn't say much, just said not to worry about her and that she'd stayed over at the Dower House to make sure Matt was okay.
Well, better give her a ring.
I've tried. Thought she might need a lift up to Grey Gables to pick her car up.
And?
Her phone's off.
Oh, what's going on, I wonder?
Hmm.
Just hope she's all right.
Oh, she'll let us know soon enough if she isn't. Is Brian around?
Oh, he's in the office with Jerry Morton.
Will he be long, do you know? I need to know if he can do a late shift for me on the drill.
No idea.
Right, has he found any suitable land for Ed, did he say?
Yes, there are a couple of blocks, apparently. One might be suitable. About 50 acres, marginal land for cropping, I think he said.
Well, I think I know where he means. The bottom end's very heavy. Never seem to get much of a yield there, if that's what Jerry's got in mind.
I imagine so. And he thinks if it's let on favourable terms, it might well be a good thing for Borchester land, so Ed's request might be worth considering.
So Jerry's done a complete U-turn?
Yes. Brian's finding it very amusing when he came out to get the coffee.
I'll bet. And this'll get Ed and Mike off Brian's back too. Right. Well, I'll phone Brian later.
Oh, Adam, before you go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's Linda and her battle to save the footpaths.
Oh, what now?
Well, I should warn you that she's very determined to do everything she can to stop you.
Oh, I know.
Well, she's had run-ins about this with Brian in the past and with Cameron Fraser when he owned the estate. She can be very fierce.
No, of course you won't get 10 years, Matt. I'm sure you won't.
How can you be sure?
You cooperated with the police. You did everything you could to help the investigation. And Russell said...
Yeah, I know all that. I know what Russell said, but we don't know what Chortman's told them, do we? What lies he's come up with. If he's stitching me up, it's going to look bad for the both of us.
You don't know he's done that either. It's all pure speculation.
I haven't taken it all in myself yet.
When are you appearing at the magistrate's court?
Tuesday.
So soon?
Yeah. I need to get my head round this. I need to get prepared.
Look, eat something.
Oh, no. I'm not hungry. But... listen, thanks. Anyway, it's a nice gesture.
It's all right.
And sorry about last night. Stupid to get so drunk. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, I know you are.
And thanks for everything, for, you know, taking care of me and staying over to make sure I was okay and for making me breakfast.
It's fine, honestly.
No, it's more than I had a right to expect.
Well, let's just draw a line underneath it. I'd better go. I've got things to do as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. Sorry. Except,
Yeah? What?
Do you have to do them right now?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just felt right just now. A minute ago when I came back into the kitchen, you know... you, in here. The truth is, Lillian, I've missed you. More than you can imagine. The thought of you is the one thing that's kept me going. You know, kept me fighting. Kept me alive. Yeah. All along, I've been hoping... well, that we get back together.
Oh,
but, yeah, I know, I can't ask you to stand by me and wait while I'm in prison.
Can't you?
How can I? Huh? After everything I've put you through, no, I can't.
Try me.
What?
Try me.
The thing is, Lillian, I need you.
Oh,
I do. I need you. It's that simple. And if you could just be there, give me hope of something the other side of my sentence. Lillian, will you come back to me? Please.
Yes, Matt. Of course I will.
Oh... I love you so much, Pussycat.
And I love you too.
Love.
Lovely. The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.